For those of you who don't know me, my name's Barnaby, and I'm Diego's little cousin. Although cousin is a very loose term to describe our friendship. We have always been each other's best friend, starting back when I was a few days old, and Diego tried to convince my mother that only he should be allowed to watch over me. Whenever we had the chance to be on vacation together as kids, we found everything funny, telling each other jokes until we were crying with laughter. We made many home movies over the years, all of them embarrassing, and we would come up with strange costumes to wear when we were together. One time, I remember we found some old pairs of swimming shorts in my dad's closet, and we wore them for 2 weeks straight. But despite our desire to look the same, you couldn't find more different guys. We're opposites in almost every way. Diego was obviously the loud one, while I was quiet and shy. Diego would throw his body into the waves when we went swimming at the beach, while I would walk into the water slowly, only to stop once the water hit my knees. Diego would always bat first during backyard cricket, while I would hang back and watch from a safe distance. And yet, we've never had a fight, and we've always been as thick as thieves. Now, we always planned to be next door neighbors when we grew up, but unfortunately, Diego found a job in America and moved away, which means I only had one chance to meet Estella in person before they got engaged. And while I don't know her very well yet, I do know Diego, and the fact that he picked her is enough for me to know how wonderful she is. So, Estella, since you didn't have the pleasure of growing up with Diego, I thought I would share a tiny fraction of the things I've learned about him over the years to help you out now that you're married to him. First of all, Diego enjoys crafts. I found this out as a kid when he thought all of our stuffed animals needed to be improved, and he used paint to give them a new appearance. He even had the nerve to paint my toys. So make sure you protect your favorite possessions, Estella, because you never know when he's in the mood for decorating. Diego has also been known to participate in fairly reckless activities that cause him to break bones, such as accidentally catching a flyball with his face, or rollerblading down a very steep hill with no safety equipment. My advice to you, Estella, is to always have an ice pack in the freezer and bandages in the cupboard, because you never know when you'll need them around Diego. I've also learned over the years that he loves to dance, more than anyone else I've ever met, and he's particularly fond of dancing in the car. So, Estella, if you want a happy husband, you need to make sure that when you go on car trips, the volume is always loud and the playlist always has good beats. And, of course, make sure you avoid Diego's flailing arms while you drive. Speaking of cars, you should always remember that if Diego wants to be somewhere, there is nothing that can stop him from getting in the car. Not even dangerous weather or having a concussion from the rugby game he played the day before. I found it best to never underestimate him, Estella, and I suggest you do the same. But despite all of the embarrassing and silly things I've done with Diego over the years, the most important thing I've learned about him is that if anything bad ever happens to you, he will somehow know that you need him before you can say anything. He will answer his phone no matter what time it is, and talk to you until you can see the solution. So my final advice is to treasure Diego every day and love all of the weird and wonderful things about him. So, if everyone raises their glass, I would like to offer a toast to the bride and groom.